Born Marcella Spencer Williams Jr., I just had to know, where did Boo come from?
That's a good question. I mean, it used to be Boo Boo. I used to cry a lot when I was a baby. So my mom, she used to call me Boo Boo. Then when I got in elementary school, they cut one of the Boos off and made it just Boo.
Boo says he started playing basketball in the first or second grade. And by the time he was ready to graduate from Phoebus High School, his basketball skills had caught the eye of quite a few recruiters. He chose St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia. And after college, went on to play for several years in Europe. But even while playing overseas, Boo thought of home and knew he wanted to do something for the kids in his community. So as soon as he returned to Hampton Roads, that's just what he did, initiating the Boo Williams Summer League in 1982.
You started with how many kids when you started the Summer League?
40 kids. We have four teams, 10 kids on a team.
40 years later, that number has grown to 1,000 young athletes, boys and girls. Some of his past players have made quite a name for themselves.
Morning blocked the stuff.
Right down Main Street, turned away by Alonzo Mourning. Iverson behind his back, yes!
I coached two kids in the Hall of Fame, Alonzo Mourning and Allen Iverson. 22 first round picks. I've been very fortunate to coach a lot of great players.
I asked Boo what really stood out for him when he coached Alonzo Mourning and Allen Iverson.
Alonzo was the kind of kid that would play hard.
And what about Allen Iverson?
Allen was different. Allen was good, but people in the country didn't know how good Allen was to that summer before he left for a year. But when they saw him play and win a national championship, they never seen nobody like that before.
Boo's impact doesn't stop there. More than 700 of his players have gotten college scholarships.
We stopped counting because there's been so many of them.
He started coaching young women in 1985, and so far, 14 young ladies from his summer program have gone on to the WNBA. By 2000, Boo needed more space, so he started working on a plan to build a sportsplex. He says the biggest challenge was convincing people that such a facility was needed.
To spend $13 million on a sportsplex for kids to play sports at that time was unheard of.
But he did convince them. And in 2008, his dream became a reality. Boo's awards and accolades are lengthy. He was very excited to be named to the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's one of the two people inducted because of their work with summer programs. His advice to young athletes who want to follow in the footsteps of the great players is simple.
Two things to the young kids. Keep working on, put some time in. You're not going to get better unless you put time in it. And the second thing I think is very important. That a kid get the education. Education is so important.
So what does a legendary coach do when he's not coaching?
I love watching movies and videos.
What kind of movies? What kinds of videos?
I like gangster movies.
Boo says he also loves to talk about politics. He says a lot of people don't know it, but he majored in public administration. But his true passion is obvious in the work that he does in and for his community. Running what the Philadelphia Inquirer calls the nation's premier youth organization. For Another View, I'm Lisa Godley.